The Dry Hump Variety Hours Halloween Special.
Woo!
Oh, that's right, that's right. The once a year special where we gather together all our spooky guests and spooky segments and compile them into one spooky spectacular show. We're about to get this spooky jam started right with our first guest, a very spooky and still very much alive, despite popular opinion, Willie Nelson.
Woo! Thank you very much.
Do something spooky for us, Mr. Nelson.
Well,
a lot of people
as a spooky idea, I've decided to show you my underwear that I was wearing last week. Unfortunately, I still have them on, so I had to scrap that idea. And let me tell you, it would have been spooky. Ha 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 ha. Skip to next line. Oh. So after that, I decided to give you something, even spookier, which would be to sing you a spooky little song. And it goes something like this. Halloween in Texas. Halloween in Texas. There's ghosts and goblins having sexes with the cow in the barn.
All right, let's give it up for Mr. Spooky Willie Nelson.
I wasn't quite done yet. There's this whole second verse about my daughter.
Willie,
and...
take this guy off.
Hey, wait.
All right, hey, Mr. Nelson.
I stood next to Prince in We Are the World. I'm Willie Nelson.
Be careful, his bones are brittle. All right, here we are back at the Spooky Dry Hump Variety Hour Spectacular. Oh, what is that, an audience question in the back? Yes, what's your question, sir?
After witnessing that performance, I'm not sure if there's a God anymore. Is there a God anymore?
A wonderful question. Why do we find out? Everybody join hands for the person next to you and look up in the sky. That means you two in the back, Lee. Everybody? Cindy?
Sir, this guy next to me has a hook for a hand. It's digging into my flesh.
Grab it tightly. Without grabbing it tightly, there's no way we can find out the truth to this question.
All right. Maybe grab his elbow. Ow.
All right, now everybody look up at the sky and close your arm. Your eyes. Tight.
Okay.
And on the count of three, repeat after me.
How do I know I'm looking up if my eyes are closed?
Silence.
Okay.
God. Repeat after me. You Phoebe.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to repeat after you. I'm God.
God.
Yeah, what?
I'm just repeating.
No.
You're exempt, sir.
You are exempt,
no,
sir.
No, he didn't want you to... He was talking to me. He didn't want you to repeat that.
God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
No, they're supposed to repeat that. Oh,
God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
No, you don't have to...
No, you don't have...
Look, he's talking to me, not to you.
Oh.
Okay, so you are still there.
Yeah, but I was just about to head out to the store. Did you need anything?
I don't know. Did you need anything, sir?
Maybe a Band-Aid for my hand.
All right, they have a sale on those Garfield Band-Aids. It says, I hate Mondays.
Neosporin,
I always
perhaps?
Found that very amusing.
Wait, you still have to buy stuff, God? You still look for a bargain, even though you're God?
You're made in my image, aren't you?
Yeah?
But I'm built better.
Okay. Well,
lose some weight.
All right. That's from Spooky God. I hope that answers your spooky question.
Did you just call me spooky?
Well, that's the theme we've got going on here, sir. Sir? Almighty, sir?
I defy gender. I'd appreciate you not using a gender-specific term.
Sorry, awesome one.
Sorry, nice. Awesome one.
You can stop repeating. All right, that's enough. We've had Willie Nelson and God in one segment. How many shows can say they've done that? How many?
Actually, there was a VH1 Behind the Music.
Have him killed.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Ow!
We're about to cut.
Ow!
We're about to cut to it.
Ow!
We're about to cut to a spooky commercial. And during the spooky commercials, spooky ad companies will try to sell you spooky products for a very spooky price. But first, we have one last special treat for you all. Perhaps the spookiest of them all. Hey, that rhymed. I should get a bonus. Does anybody know what the spooky guest is?
No!
Oh, how you waste my time, you arrogant plebeians. All right.
Plebeians? I think you mean plebeians, sir.
Oh, have me killed.
Oh!
Hello, this is the new host of the Dry Hump Variety Hour Halloween special. Now, for our next guest, we have for us a... Sorry, I was just improvising some spookiness. Oh. Anyway, for our next guest, we have for you a very spooky, spooky, spooky interview. This would be an interview we taped earlier, part of our celebrity interview series. Miss Courtney Love interviewing one Miss Madonna. I'll play you the tape.
What do you like with music? Like when you're, you know, what do you like? Why are you such a bitch?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, it's just kind of, did you just call me a bitch?
Like when you're on stage, is like your music, like from your, why are you such a total whore?
Well, it's basically part of the, did you just call me a total whore?
When you had that kid, you're like so not punk rock anymore. You stupid, stupid.
All right. You can call me a bitch and you can call me a total whore, but the moment you call me not total punk rock, then, well, damn.
Ooh, wasn't that spooky, folks? This went on for hours, Madonna taunting the monosyllabic Courtney Love. Courtney Love monosyllabically replying to the brain-dead Madonna. It was an amazing, 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 amazing interview. But now, we'd like to send you to a word from our sponsors, but not before we play our little jingle. It's the Dry Hump Variety Show! Dry hump, dry hump, dry hump, dry hump, and now a word from our sponsors.